We're in partnership with you. We're here to help. We're here to help to serve you, to show you the way if you're new to voting or you need to verify your voting or you need assistance in terms of how to research research what's on your ballot. Because a lot of people don't know in the state of Maryland, reproductive rights is on the ballot as well. So we get, we're here to educate our friends and family. And also, we're here to make sure that we don't forget people, because one thing I can remember clear as day, I heard, because some of the neighborhoods we went through Park Heights, Liberty Heights, Garrison, and then Morgan State. I remember people saying that, hey, I voted for the former governor of Maryland because he came to North and Greenmount, because he came to Walbrook Junction. That's not going to happen on this watch, Barbara. We're going to North and Greenmount. We're going to North.
All right, now.
We're going to be on
court. That's right.
Okay, we're going to be in Walbrook Junction.
All right. I love hearing that, Barbara, you know, because that's that spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer, you know,
you
talking about, you know, we're going to take it. You know, people think that when they were at the DNC at that convention, they were listening to Michelle Obama and they heard her say, do something, that was all her line. Folks need to remember that it was Fannie Lou Hamer that said, you can pray until you faint. But unless you get up and what? Do something.
Do
God
something.
God ain't gonna put it into your hands. So it's always great to hear, you know, what the black women, what the Win with Black Women are doing and doing something, getting up to do something. And, you know, Barbara, the other thing I wanted to point out, because we had spoken about it a little bit earlier with regards to the registration deadline for the state of Maryland being October 24th. But we want to be certain that folks know, that the listeners know, that in the state of Maryland, we do have same-day voter registration. So you can, on the same day of that election day, you can register on that day. You're not prohibited.
Early vote.
During early voting, that's correct. And you can also early vote. All of that is available, and we do have the same-day voter registration.
Yes. During early voting, you can register to vote. When you go in to early vote, during that whole period of early voting, and that's something I really, really have issues with. You know, I go to a lot of the polling places because I vote here in Prince George's, and I go to the polling places, and they don't tell people that. There's no signs, nothing telling people that they can, in fact, register and vote during early voting. And during early voting, I'm constantly pointing out to the various polling officials, you need to do more to let people know that. Because you'll see people in line. I've actually heard people in line say, well, I'm here with my wife, or I'm here with my husband, or I'm here with my son or daughter, but I can't vote because I didn't register. And I'm like, oh, yes, you can. You can register right now during early voting. So that is so important for us to get that word out, to make sure that people take advantage of that really good opportunity. The other thing, you know, I wanted to talk about quickly, everybody, is, you know, Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, she we met Big Duck in New Orleans. Big Duck is an incredible organizer, and he told the story of visiting her home, and that she showed him the door right there on, there were what, 50 bullet holes in her door? Well, they had shot through her door to try to not only kill her, but if they didn't kill her, to intimidate her into not organizing. And she gave everything, folks. And that's why we have to give all. So tell us, what are the next plans in Maryland right now for Win with Black Women's organizing moving forward? Tell us some more.
Yes, ma'am. And I first want, oh, yeah. And I first just want to share and add that, you know, Win with Black Women was founded by Joteka. So I just want to take an opportunity to lift her up. And they have Joteka been doing this work. Yes, Joteka Eddy. And she has been doing this work alongside others like Holly Holiday and Holly Weeks for years. And it's like, you know, when you're doing the work and then the opportunity just came where there was already a system in place. There was already a community in place to elevate for this time. And so I just wanted to make sure that we recognize her. And so in Maryland, we, as I mentioned, are focused on turning out the vote. We want to make sure that we increase that number of Black voters and just the voting turnout numbers in general from 30% and under 30% in some jurisdictions. We want to see those numbers increase, and we want to create sustainability to where those numbers don't just increase for this election, but people turn out again in 2026 and people turn out again in 2028. And so we are building an infrastructure where we are bringing people who have never, who may not have ever organized before, and making sure that they feel comfortable and equipped and ready to do this work. And so we have a very lovely space. Michelle and Dr. Karen can maybe agree that, you know, we have a lovely group of sisters in Maryland who are doing this work. And so I'm just going to start from the end and bring us to where we are. And so we are planning poll coverage. So again, if anyone is interested in getting involved and helping us out, you identify as a Black woman, follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are at WinWithBlackWomenMD, and or email us at wwbwmd@gmail.com. We are plugging in women to be able to welcome voters when they come to the polls to make sure they feel safe and comfortable and equipped. This is a very interesting election, and so we want to make sure we have our sisters out at the poll that can welcome people when they are coming to vote. And so we are getting involved with poll coverage. We will be doing waves in addition to our voter cave as we lead into early voting to make sure that people know, hey, there's an election coming up. There's an election around the corner. Your voting location is here. Let's help you know what you need to know. And so we'll be out doing waves in the community. So if you see us out there,
nice,
make sure to honk. Don't just drive by. Honk, you know, let us know that you see us. So we'll be doing waves. And we are every Tuesday right now at 7 a.m. we are doing a prayer call. That information is on our social media. We do a prayer call every Tuesday at 7 a.m. And we are also phone banking every Sunday. We are canvassing in our respective communities. And we are planning to, you know, continue to make sure that people have the tools and the resources to get out to vote. And so that's what we're doing. I'll be doing a voter registration event this Sunday at a local church. And so we have been out to Coppin State University. We've been to Bowie State University. And so we are just getting out into the community and really focused on meeting people where they are. That is what our focus is right now. And having conversations with people about how they are feeling about this election and making sure we just have those conversations and discussions. So that is what we are doing in Maryland. And if I missed anything, Michelle, Dr. Karen, please feel free to add on.
All right. And as we get ready to close the show, Dr. Karen, can you tell people how can they get in touch with you? And we heard that there was a video showed of your voter cave doing Win with Black Women. If somebody could comment on that as we close out in these last 2 minutes. Dr. Karen? Okay.
Yes. I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. The social media campaign has been off the chain, both in Maryland and nationally. So we really appreciate that. I do want to add that there will also be voter caves on October 12th, 19th, and 26th with the expectation on the 26th that it's an amalgamation of multiple counties, whether it's Anne Arundel, Prince George, Montgomery County, back to Baltimore County, Baltimore City, et cetera, where we'll be assisting people get to their polling places, because that's during the early voter registration week as well, too. So there's a number of things that we'll be doing. You can reach all of this with women, Black women in the social media that January shared. I'm at cbmnational.org. You can always find out what we're going. I'm going to figure out a way so that we can update what we're doing at CBM National and integrate, so you can go directly to Win with Black Women Maryland, so you can see and be a part of what we're doing as well, too.
All right. And Michelle, tell people how they can get in touch with you. And also, let me just say to you, I saw how you organized that Votercade. Amazing job. Thank you so much for what you did. It was outstanding. So tell people how they can get in touch with you, please.
Oh, they can get in touch with me through the Win with Black Women Maryland at gmail.com. That's www.wbwmd@gmail.com. And just send a note, say, attention, Michelle Jackson, and get to me. And I believe we had an extraordinary event because we work as a team.
All right. Daryl, just one a special shout-out to you for creating the new Protect Our Vote Fannie Lou Hamer poster.
Yes.
Take us home. Yes, he's amazing. Take us home, Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Barbara. And thank you, Michelle Jackson, with the Win with Black Women, the Baltimore, Maryland representative, for all you did with that Votercade and being the captain on that. January McKay, thank you, as the state director for Maryland of the Win with Black Women. And, of course, our very own friend and sister, and the hook to the shoulder, to the front, to the back, to the side, Dr. Karen McCray, for always being there and pushing forward. Folks, election season is here. It's no longer wondering, it's no longer waiting. It's here. It's now. You need to go to vote.org to check on your registration status, be certain you haven't been purged from the rolls, be certain that everything that you are thinking, where you're going to vote, how you're going to plan to vote, and where you're supposed to vote, your polling place hasn't changed. You need to go to vote.org to check that out. One of the beauties of the John Lewis Votercades that we do across the state of Maryland, across the country, is it brings that awareness that this is election season. That's the reason that we do it. That's why we're in Pittsburgh, lifting up Pittsburgh. That's the reason that we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, lifting up Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan, and all these other areas across the country. Check your voting status now wherever you are, and then volunteer to go out and help people get the word out that voting season is here and it's time for everybody to get involved. Folks, I tell you, on behalf of Barbara Arnwine and all, and I and everyone associated with the Transformative Justice Coalition, we're so appreciative for each and every one of you. We tell you to get off the sidewalks, get into the streets. It's time to start making our ways to the polling box, to the drop box, to wherever you're going to vote. It's time to make your way there. Until next Tuesday, noon, Eastern Standard Time, peace, everybody.
Peace.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
We needed an emergency preparedness plan in case of fire, cyber attack,
or anything.
So we went to Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL with The Carl Nelson Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Reverend Al Sharpton keeping it real from 1 to 4 p.m. And The Tavis Smiley Show from 4 to 7 p.m. Download our mobile app and take us everywhere you are or listen live at WOLDCnews.com. The news and issues that matter to you most from Carl Nelson, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Tavis Smiley on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.